What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
The radio's wet. You just seen it the other day. Our belt's running fine.
Uh-huh.
And an owl scared a pigeon into the belt. And the pigeon got caught in between the belts and the pulleys and threw the belts off.
Owl
scared. But did it keep his pants on?
And it munched the fucking pigeon.
Did it keep his pants on?
It ate part of him.
Owl scare pigeon.
What's he doing with with a belt if his pants aren't on?
Man, he fucking ran into. Oh yeah, that had to have felt good.
Owl scare pigeon.
It's tough to run with your pants on.
It happened so quick, you didn't know what.
Especially if you don't have a belt on. No wonder he's running for a belt.
No.
Owl scare pigeon. All right, here we go.
Owl scare pigeon.
Hey, it's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Number 505, 605.
705-879.
LMN0P. Talk about that.
Today we're going to talk about just about McEverything.
Yep, and we talk about fucking dreams.
And crazy Carolinians.
And, yeah.
Oh, Flames is on the show, too. Special
Flames
guest.
Flames is on the show, and...
Goodbye.
Chup.
Sounds like you are.
Hello, and welcome to the Dagcast podcast. I am Gatch. That over there is Terry.
Put him in the coffin. I'm dead.
This is Ahab. You're listening to Old Thunder. And you may have thought that was the start of the song. Nope, that was 2 minutes in.
We ain't got time.
We got time for all that.
Yeah. I really like the bump.
Or wait.
Bump. Bump.
Ain't
bump,
nobody got time bump, for that.
Ahab.
Hans, have you heard of these guys before?
No, I think he's had them in his player.
He's had them in him?
Yep.
Ooh. And as predicted on Monday's show, we have a guest in the studio today. It's getting hot in here.
What up, Flames?
The Flames is up in the house. What's up, Flames?
Good, man. What's up?
What's up, good?
Yeah.
How you doing? Not too well.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
How you doing? Not too much. What's up? Good. What's up?
What be going on over there?
It's hump day.
I can barely see because you're in your camouflage hat.
And he's got his bill pulled low.
Yeah.
He's like Steve walking warily down the street
with his machine gun
with his
way down low.
Way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Flames is ready to go.
Hey.
I was watching the Clint Eastwood movie the other day and I had no idea which one it was. Because there was a mention of a pale rider or a white pale rider of a horse, and he came up on a white horse, so I thought pale rider, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he's talking about somebody's sister Sarah, and I thought, well, wait a minute, maybe that's
Outlaw Josie Wales.
No, that's Two Mules for Sister Sarah, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know,
I was watching,
I had no idea what movie it was.
An Eastwood movie the other day. I couldn't decide if it was The Good, the Bad, or the Ugly.
Oh, wow. Oh, wait, was there more of that, or
no, that was the joke. That's poor.
I didn't know if it was a joke or if you're
that stupid.
No,
that's one movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. That's got an awesome ending scene where the dude's hanging from the tree.
Uh-huh.
He leaves him hanging to die, and then he rides up on the ridge on his horse, and he shoots the rope with his rifle from the ridge.
Yeah.
Fucking epic.
Yeah. I like that movie.
Good.
I thought it was good.
Most people don't know because his microphone was off, but when he did that, he's like, go ahead, punk. Make my day. Falls.
Yeah. And there were, you know, that first, there was like 30 minutes of no dialogue, wasn't there?
Oh, at least. Just a lot of riding his horse.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly.
Riding my horse slowly.
Have you ever rode a horse slowly, Flames?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can adjust that mic if you want.
Yeah, you're going to have a sore
neck. Or whatever's comfortable sometimes, you know.
Some people like bending down like that.
So where did you ride this horse slowly to?
I went to the river.
Oh, yeah?
I went to the river.
And the horse to water. Did you make him drink?
No, we went swimming.
Horses can't swim.
Sure they can.
Yeah, they can.
Is it horse or heese?
Horse says. My friend Farmer Tape knows. You know him as a toucan, John Manning.
Oh yeah,
Basketball Jones. he had a horse when he was a teenager, and oddly enough, his horse was named Buck. And he has a song called "My Horse Buck," and it really sounds like you don't know how to speak correctly.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, he was the best horse I ever had.
My horse, Buck.
He didn't like my brother or my dad.
It's a cool song.
He writes the corniest, awesome songs. Mm-hmm. We got to have him on the show.
He's kind of like a Wes Claypool kind of guy, huh?
Speaking of that, he just picked up a 5-string Jackson bass with a really nice Seymour Duncan pickups for $75.
What?
Nice. Yeah.
You pay more than that for a bass
strings.
Duncan.
Two sets of strings.
Yeah.
And especially the 5 strings, and I thought it would be hot, you know, but apparently it wasn't. It was just a tough time. Yeah,
good
like,
deal,
I
huh?
need money to pay rent. I'll give it to you. What can you give me? I got 75
bucks. Entry level's like 200.
And it's not like one of the cheap Jacksons. It says Jackson in big letters on the cool Jackson head. It's really nice. It's a cool bass. It's at my house right now.
Great deal, man.
Farmer Tape knows. And he's supposed to be getting the 150-watt bass amp that goes with it.
Man.
For another 75. So, yeah.
Nice.
He's got a fun machine, dude.
Nice.
You know what a fun machine is?
It's fun.
It is, and it's a machine. It's one of those old keyboards, but it's made by a company called the Fun Machine. And Queens of the Stone Age have a song called "The Fun Machine Took a Shit and Died," which is a true story about a song they were recording where their fun machine went tits up and they couldn't finish the song.
Nice.
Then they later finished it and released it as a B-side, and they called it that. And I told him that one day, and he's like, "I have a fun machine." I was like, "Oh, cool. Can we go play with it?" He's like, "Yeah," and it's got a weird drum machine in it and all these weird doors sounding keyboard stuff. It's pretty fun.
Wow. Nice.
He's also got a 1961 National guitar, which we looked up on eBay, and the cheapest one we could find was like $2,300.
Wow.
And he got it for like $30 from some kid that sold it out of his closet.
Is it that one that's got that messed up bridge? And doesn't it have like a something?
No, it plays and everything's good on it. I don't know. Why did he tell you about that before?
Well, no, he showed me this old guitar that he had. It's old, like natural wood look.
Yeah, and has like a weird pickup guard thing on it.
Yeah.
And the knobs are all big and stuff.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
it's a 61. Yeah, it's an old guitar, and it smells all musty, but it plays, and he just brags about the action and how he gets such awesome harmonics at certain pickups. Stuff. But got to have old John on the show one of these times. Old John.
You guys remember where you were 15 years ago today?
Today?
Being Wednesday?
God.
Happy Wednesday.
1998.
That's a good day. That's a good guess. 15 years ago.
That's where I was. Yep. I was at 1998. Mm-hmm. I was just...
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I know where you were.
Where?
You were practicing some soul-in.
Yes, probably on this Wednesday I might have been. Let's see. September 25th. No, you know where... No. Well, this is a significant day. Thanks for reminding me, since it's Wednesday the 25th. This is the day that I met my wife 9 years ago today.
Huh? Wow.
So 6 years before that, I was shagging some other whore.
Nice.
No, but I would say September of 98, I was just in the process of getting hired at Country Coach.
Oh, wow.
I started there in October, so I might have had my first interview at this point, and I had short hair at the time.
Wow.
About as short as flames.
In the early Solon days.
Yep.
That was the last time you cut it, right?
Yep. That's I cut it in 98, and I cut it in 87 or something. So, yeah, long runs.
Mm-hmm. I think I went around 05 was my last.
Yours seemed to grow so fast.
It did, though. Early on.
Mine just tops out right about my nipples.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't ever go any farther. And then I see people who can grow their hair down to their ass, and it just makes me envious and call them a girl.
15 years ago today, Google.
I had no idea.
They retroactively said it was their birthday.
Well.
Does that count? Right. We started right around there. We'll just say it's then.
Okay.
Yeah, that's I don't know. I don't remember what I was doing 15 years ago today.
I was doing what Gat said. I was practicing with Solon and trying to get a job at Country Coach.
Yep, in that sweaty carpet room, probably. It was probably right around the last of those days.
What was the sweaty carpet room?
Remember over behind the funeral home?
Oh, the dead place. Yeah. that was when we were. And we might have right around then played a show at the Hollywood Taxi.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a tape that's from 98 at the Hollywood Taxi recorded live.
Yeah, and we played at Sean's party that night, that one summer. That summer was in 98.
Harry Man party out there towards Lacombe, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sometimes Y was rolling around then.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you don't know where you were.
Well, I could estimate that I was probably in 98. I was
living in a van down by the river.
No, I was probably living with Ginny at that time.
Hmm.
You remember a number?
86753.
Oh, nice!
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm calling her right now. I wonder what would happen if I called that number right now.
You should.
They'd probably charge you $10.
They would?
I don't know.
And
you'd probably get the free download.
It should be a phone sex line.
8675309.
But the bummer is they never gave you the area code.
Oh, yeah.
What's the area code for Jenny?
It depends.
Check out
the wherever you want it.
I'm
going to
go 500. Since it was the 80s, and Tommy Two Tone lives in Oregon.
808.
I'm going 503, bitches.
503, bitches. That's a lot of bitches.
8675.
Chances are you'd have 99 problems if you had 503 bitches.
Yeah.
Playing yakety sax if they come on.
Hello?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It didn't even say anything.
I know.
I tried different area code.
541.
You should sample that lady into a song. Goodbye.
Somebody bought that number.
Fuck you, bitch. What are you telling me goodbye for?
It would be an easy one to remember.
Okay. Remastered Beatles Hello Goodbye.
The number you have reached, 867-5309, has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
She moved.
Reporting an error. Please check the number and try your call again.
That is an error.
Goodbye. So she said zero. That's not how it goes, bitch. As Jesse would say, it's 5309. That'd be like saying, what area code? 503. That's a 503. I'm really efficient. I don't use a letter in place of a number. 503. Come on. 8675309.
I don't go LM0P.
HIJKLM0P. LMN0P. LMN0P is gross.
LMN0P?
That's fucking gross. I've drank some LMN0P one time, and it was worse than bull urine.
Oh, sounds worse. It sounds up there like elephant cum.
That's why they call it Red Bull, because it's taurine. It's LMN0P. LMN0P. Have you heard of the blow dump? A.K.A. the Blumpkin?
No, I haven't.
That's where you get a blowjob while you're taking a dump, and you release in the front as your bowels and your ejaculate come out at the same time.
What if you sneezed at the same time?
Oh, man, that would be like a triple orgasm.
Mm-hmm. You think your eyes would open up?
That's the only way that man can have a multiple orgasm is by getting a blump or a blow dump.
A blump sneeze?
A blow dump.
Yeah.
A blow
hey, baby,
dump
how about a blow dump? That'd be funny. Wouldn't it be? You could smell my shit and get really close down to where it's coming out of my ass.
Yeah, what do they call that when you
I told
sniff
my dad,
in the toilet?
Which is weird you know, that my dad, who's 70, is the one who just told me about the blow dump. I said, I don't think I could get a hard on while I was taking a shit. He said, well,
you have to beforehand.
Oh. And you have, oh, man, I got to take a shit. Quick, get my shit up so you can suck it while I'm taking a poop. Oh, yum. Today I'm When was the last time you guys ate at McDonald's? I'm switching this.
It's not really switching the subject,
really. No, it's
not, because
if you eat a McGriddle before 10 a.m., you could have a blow dump by noon.
Hey, those McGriddles aren't half bad.
So some dude from dudefoods.com, he went into McDonald's at 10:30 a.m., before breakfast was done being served, so he could purchase one of every sandwich.
every breakfast sandwich?
Every sandwich, period.
Oh, okay.
Because they serve burgers in the morning. Yeah.
Yep.
So it was $140.33.
It's not bad. I bet you he ate for days off of that.
He took them home and assembled them into the McEverything.
Yep.
On a skewer?
Many skewers. He used bamboo skewers, which is hard to say if you have an accent. Bamboo skewers to stack them into a creation he called the McEverything.
Bambusquez.
And his entire bill was $141.31 because he also ordered a Diet Coke. I'll have McEverything and a Diet
tax,
Coke.
Right?
I guess if Wisconsin has a tax, you'd think he'd ask for extra cheese, being a cheesehead. Out there. Aside from keeping the McEverything from toppling over as he was assembling it, he said that the hardest part of building it was not eating any of the sandwiches until it was complete. He says, I'm a total sucker for McDonald's sandwiches, especially their McGriddles. They make the best
really
blow
like
dumps. The McGriddles are pretty damn tasty, though. With
they
that
are.
What are they?
Maple pancakes with sausage.
Yeah. Right. I'll take the sausage.
With syrup.
You know what I don't like about McDonald's, though, is every time you order a goddamn burger, there's always an onion smashed into the bun. Cause
just
it's
one sliver. Come on,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it makes the whole thing smell like and taste like an onion.
Like oh, that's man, like having a little onions. Stray drop of mustard. Just
Oh, yes. There would be no way that even if it was on the outside of the wrapper, I wouldn't even touch it.
Did you know that's how I do my McDoubles? I just say McDouble, no ketchup, and they give me lots of onions and lots of mustard.
Ooh. Yeah,
I'm not a big guy.
Dude, I saw a guy on TV the other day
who
said...
force Gatch to eat one
He
of
said
those.
That there was
oh, no...
no,
I wouldn't force
you,
that upon
the
anyone.
The cardinal sin is putting ketchup on a hot dog.
What?
That's what he said. That was a that, cardinal sin.
No, the cardinal sin is
that's
putting
a mustard
ketchup,
and relish.
Ketchup on a steak.
Oh, that,
that
is
offends
definitely
a cook.
Carnal.
That would offend a chef. It would offend me. Am I too loud to blow your eardrums out?
No, you shocked me.
Oh, ketchup on a steak?
Yeah. Why
have
would anybody?
Oh, kids love to do that.
Why? Yuck. Then you don't like steak.
They get pork chops, dude. These just tremendously good wife-cooked pork chops of her special breaded thing that she makes and then makes them all good. He wants chup-chup. Chup-chup from a pork chops.
I'm not a big fan of breaded
chup-chup
breaded
is ketchup
meat,
for little
though.
Kids speak.
Unless it's a nice... Fried. It's unless it's fried like a.
Am I
like
gonna have chup chup
fried steak?
What's a podcast?
Chup chup
chup chup. So yeah, this dude, he said surprisingly or unsurprisingly, he was not able to eat the McEverything in one sitting. Now that would be a test for Adam, food guy, man versus
Zimmerman?
Food guy. Yeah.
Adam. No, Adam. That's a different Adam.
Adam something.
Andrew Zimmerman.
Nah, not that guy. But he said with all the leftovers, he's got breakfast, lunches, and dinners covered for the next week or so, exclamation point. He's stoked. So go check out dudefoods.com. Special right. plug without even, they paid us a nickel, but that's already spent.
Already spent.
Meow.
Meow.
You like documentaries, Flames?
It depends.
Do you like docs?
Have you ever seen a documentary about Depends?
I haven't, and that would be one I probably would have to pass on.
I saw it; it really pissed me off.
Have you speaking of passed on? Have you seen the documentary about kidney stones and passing them?
I haven't, thank goodness.
Is that one that you would watch?
I could say probably not, because I hear that's painful.
Have you seen the documentary about things that are painful?
I guess so, because, you know, once you watched, what's that movie called? That all the people die, the horrific deaths.
The Gods Must Be Crazy?
No, it's real life.
Faces of Death?
Yeah.
Yes, Faces of Death.
Where they eat the monkey brain.
Oh, yeah. And
did you see the documentary on the making of the Faces of Death?
I haven't.
Neither did I.
I would like to.
You can go on YouTube. You can watch this one, though. It's called Such Hawks.
Suck Cocks.
Such Hounds. And it's about the music and musicians of the American hard rock underground.
Hawks.
Circa from the 70s to like 2007.
I heard that video.
I watched a little bit of it, and this is in the little 20-second snippet, this is what I saw, was an interview of Jack and Dino, right?
Uh-huh. Like that guy. I like that. They sang.
Talking about.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Talking about Pentagram.
The band Pentagram,
mm-hmm.
which was from the 70s
yep.
and fucking heavy, right. Big influence to Mike Scheit from Yob.
Now, this is what I'm saying. Here's a list of the people that are that talk in this documentary, and we'll see how many of them.
Oh, it's a talk doc?
You guys. There's
such
there's
talks?
Like over an hour of music in this documentary, too. It's free on YouTube. You can go to YouTube.
Hey, the sun came out at the Chaos Studios.
I'm going to name and see how many of these guys you know, because I don't know that many, but I know some.
Are they supposed to be famous rockers?
Maybe to you. Mario Lawley.
Oh, from the video game.
Eddie Glass.
Eddie, nope. Isn't he the guy from... nope, that's Eddie Trunk. Never mind.
Tom Davies.
Is that the Kinks?
Nope.
Jeff O'Keefe.
Nobody had some good weed.
Oh, okay. Joey Osborne.
I went to school with him. He's dead now.
All right. Mark Arm.
Oh, the singer from Mudhoney.
Yep. Wino.
The guitarist from several bands, including St. Vitus and the Hidden Hand, and I can't think of the rest. But yeah,
Mario Rubalcaba.
Oh, I know the Rubalcaba. Yeah, he's from the video game.
what about Joe Preston?
No.
Isn't that the guy from Thrones?
Oh, yeah, you're smarter than I am. You're the bass player from the Melvins for a while.
Yep. Scott Reeder?
Yes, bass player from Caius and the band with Wino that I can't remember. What's that band with Wino that I can't remember? Scott Reeder is
Saint
a left
Vitus.
Hand. No, there's another one called... something that starts with an E or something. But anyway, Scott Reeder is a left-handed bass player who does not string his bass upside down.
Huh?
He plays with the big strings on the bottom.
Wow.
Ooh.
Tony Torne.
Mel Torme.
Lori Lawley.
Mario Lawley.
Brant Bjork.
A drummer from Caius, and they have a new band out, actually, but yeah, he's also in several other bands. He was
Mike.
Fu Manchu for a while.
Mike... Pat. I mean, Matt Pike.
Mike Poot.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Mike.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, High on Fire Sleep Guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chris Kosnick.
No.
Bob Pantella.
No.
Joe Carducci.
Yeah, he's a Jew.
Michael Gibbons.
I don't know these people. Most
Billy probably. Anderson.
Oh, yeah. Producer extraordinaire.
Randy Huth.
Who? No, I don't know him.
Isabel Sullenberger.
Sullenberger? No, I don't know Isabel.
Stephen O'Malley.
No. Of
FBI. And there's many others, too. That was just a few that I thought maybe that
I knew about
I didn't know.
10 of them.
All right, there you go. Those are some pretty cool in a documentary type of people talking about that kind of thing.
Yeah, Pentagram was awesome. I downloaded a bunch of their stuff after I got turned on to them by Mike Scheit, who I want to mention before I forget, tomorrow, which is Thursday the 26th, he'll be doing a very rare solo acoustic set at the Tiny Tavern.
Wow.
And he will be playing.
Like a tiny tavern.
Yeah.
The place is fucking tiny.
Dude, it fits very. Like 20, and there's already 26 of confirmed coming on Facebook. No, but Seattle's Bellwitch, Hans Bellwitch. Remember those
Bellwitch
guys?
Hans. I heard of those guys.
No, they're a band called Bellwitch, and Hans likes them, and they're going to be playing in Eugene, but he's not going to go because he's too lame.
I think they should rename their band to Bellwitch Hans.
Bellwitch Hans. And they're a two-piece. A two-piece Bellwitch.
Mm-hmm.
With a bikini on. No, and so, and a band, some doom band I haven't heard of from Eugene called Hollow. Not Hollow, but Hallow, excuse me. Hallow. Like mm-hmm. Hallowed be thy name, Hallow.
Hallowed ground.
And Mike Scheidt. So I'm going to try to check it out because that would be an intimate and interesting, which is intermittent.
Yeah, you should wear your silk pajamas. It's going to be intimate.
Oh, it's intimate. It's intermittent. Which sometimes it happens, but when it does, it's really special.
He's just going to play three of every fourth notes.
I saw a video of him on that one station that you watch all the videos on. Oh, yeah, YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And he was performing the song Wild Horses by, or no, no, Dead Flowers by the Rolling Stones. Yeah, Mike Scheidt singing Dead Flowers. It sounded just like that. That was actually a clip from the YouTube video right there.
You know who else did a version of that song?
The Rolling Stones.
Gilby Clark.
Oh, all right on, Gilby. Guns mm-hmm. N' Roses guy.
Who was also in a different band, too, before that, wasn't he?
Yeah. But I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah. It wasn't the Thrill Kill Cult, was it?
No, if it was, it was the Thrill Kill. You said it dyslexically.
Did I?
I believe so.
All right.
You said Kill Thrill.
Hey, LA Guns.
Talking about being
thrilled. Hollywood Vampires.
Do you guys know anyone personally that has been into the best, which is bestiality? Having sex with animals?
No.
So I'm going to, I brought up a new category called the Crazy Carolinians. Because I got a crazy South Carolina versus North Carolina story. Now, in North Carolina, a woman was arrested on charges of having sex with dogs while her husband filmed them. He was a soldier stationed at Fort Bragg. The couple later posted the video on the internet.
That's why
Smart.
They got caught, right?
Yeah. Reuben Chance James
and his
wife, Amber Nicole, both 23, were due to make their first appearance in Hope County courthouse on Tuesday. They faced charges of bestiality, conspiracy, and disseminating obscene materials.
Was she good looking?
I don't know, but it said that anything that you can ever imagine a man and a woman doing to each other, that's what she was doing with the dogs. So, like,
oh man,
and that's one of those things where they say, is that a fetish? And they said, if you can think of it, it's been done by somebody somewhere, if you've thought of it. And if not, you'll probably do it. And
that's
then,
not even far on the imagination chart, though.
Yep.
You know? If you're having sex with a dog.
It was several dogs.
If you're having sex with an orgy. Okay, if you're having sex with several dogs and a giraffe while you're riding in a hammerhead amusement park ride.
That's illegal in North Carolina.
That is a fetish.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think anyone's been able to do that. So
that's
somebody's into it, though. I'm just saying somebody's into it.
So the Humane Society tipped off the cops, and then they later contacted the officials by linking the IP computer address to the couple, and then their bail is set at $15,000 for each
Idiots.
Of them. Yep. They placed their mixed-breed dogs in a shelter. There were cats there, too, but they weren't. They were just watching, apparently. And cats do that. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever had a cat.
They like to watch.
Oh, yeah.
They will watch you masturbate, too, if you let them. I always...
if you let them.
Sometimes they'll come in the room.
You make them turn their head. You're
Kate,
like,
get out of here.
Turn your head around now.
Kate. And she's just, like, looking at you like, you pet me with the other hand, please.
It's a motherly nature.
She's looking at me like I look at her when she's laying there licking her own vagina for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Not just licking it, but going.
Yeah. She's waiting to clean up after you, like a motherly duty.
Yeah. That's why if she ever comes in there and tries to interrupt me, I just try to come on her. And then the kids are all, the cat must have got outside because its fur is all sticky on the backside. And I'm like, yeah.
That's why every family needs a cat named Eileen.
Eileen on the cat.
No, see.
Come on, Eileen.
Oh. There's come on my knee. Oh, I swear. Okay, so North Carolina, that's their story. South All Carolina, right. This is... Do you guys hate the Eagles?
Which ones?
The band.
Oh,
do you get tired of hearing their songs?
I get tired of hearing their fucking downer songs.
All right.
Yes, I do.
There's about three that I don't mind.
Now, this is plural, keep in mind when I say this.
That's three more than I got.
People in South Carolina, the police in South Carolina say that a woman allegedly used kitchen knives, plural, to cut her housemate when he refused to stop playing music by the Eagles. She's 54, and her 64-year-old roommate said that he would not stop playing the Eagles, so she grabbed some knives from the kitchen and attacked him.
That's a hipster move.
Causing injuries, including lacerations to his arm, elbow, and hand. Investigators said the man and a friend were able to restrain her, but she got away and got another knife, which she used and resumed the attack.
That's a hipster move, though, because of the Big Lebowski when he rags on the Eagles. You remember
but doesn't go as far as stab.
No, but it's like,
stop playing the Eagles.
Get out of my fucking cab if you don't like the Eagles. And then, you know.
So, obviously.
You know, the funny part of that scene was that the guy was black, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that, Flames?
All parties involved were highly intoxicated.
Do you know any black guys that like the Eagles?
Not really.
Do you know anybody that likes the Eagles?
I think my parents do.
What's your favorite Eagles song? Let's just get this out of the way, right?
I would say it's a toss-up. I would have to pick two.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure it's not a toss-off?
I'm going to toss-off on the cat. I would have to say either Those Shoes from The Long Run or Victim of Love from
because
the verse is like it's kind of slow. What kind of love? It's about as
I like Take It Easy.
Oh, come on, Jackson Brown,
because of the melody.
That's not it, is it?
And
it's Seven Women on My Mind.
I'm a junk.
And then the Life in the Fast Lane.
I got seven women on my junk.
Three that want to blow me, two that want to know me, the other two are in the trunk. You know, my Eagles is the Radio plus the Greatest Hits.
My favorite is Hotel California and Bridges of Seven Brothers.
I like
or whatever.
I like Desperado.
I can't really say they're... I can't.
You don't
even
have a
no, I can't.
You don't have a Desperado?
I like James Dean. James Dean.
I was going to ask. The song is fucking weird, isn't it? What were they thinking?
They were thinking about James Dean, obviously.
Yeah, but were they thinking about fucking writing a song that made fucking sense?
Man, well, what are the rest of the lyrics?
Because bam, bam,
that just
bam, bam.
Fucks me up because I don't know if they say anything else. He's something that you never seen.
Yeah, but this
James Dean. Couldn't they have said like
is weird.
Dean Ween.
Yeah, it's like we don't have any lyrics for this. We just say two things really quick.
Yeah.
To the beat, and then just go off of that.
Yeah. James Dean sausage. Yeah, I got some people who like the Eagles, and I used to have some people that would come and sing where there were several Eagles songs, and they would always sing Hotel California. Which to me, as a child, when that first came out, it was kind of an eerie, kind of really cool song.
Yeah.
I liked listening to it as a kid, but I've heard it like...
smell colitis and stuff like that.
Warm smell of chlamydia.
Mm-hmm.
Rising up through the night.
Does chlamydia have a smell?
Oh, man. Yeah. It smells like barbecued pork chops.
Smells good to me then.
No, they've been sitting out overnight for 4 nights.
Marinating?
No, molinating. Oh.
Moldinating.
It's the Moldinator.
All right. Did we finish the North and South Carolina, though?
Yeah, that was the Eagles story. So who do you think wins? The one lady attacked their roommate with knives because of the Eagles, and the other person had sex with dogs and put it on the internet.
That's a little crazier.
Wow.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah, you'd have to be in that to put yourself.
And yeah.
Especially
and, yeah,
he's a soldier at
worse.
Fort Bragg.
Yeah. Oh, they were bragging about it, and the other people were just hipsters.
He was totally Fort Bragg.
This will get news because of the Big Lebowski and the Eagles. It's fun to
hate. He was
Eagles
totally
now.
Fort bragging about it.
Yep.
Fort bragging about
it. He was in his porn fort bragging about it.
Hey, have you ever had a porn fort? You weren't here that day when we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Porn forts are cool, dude.
Yeah.
Do you ever used to build forts when you were a kid, like with the couch and blankets, and you take the cushions off the couch and prop them up, and you have a little
fort?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, now what you can do with the bigger TVs, like, say, this one, 42-inch or larger, you drape a TV or the blanket over the TV, and then you set some couch cushions up.
Yeah.
And that way you can watch porn, and if anyone comes in, they're not offended. You got to keep the volume down.
Yeah.
But
you just can't have a light going on the inside, though, because then it'll just be like a puppet show.
But it's important.
A shadow puppet show.
It's important that you have a fart port, though.
Yeah, you got to have a fart port on your
porn fort. Because otherwise, if you fart while you're masturbating, which happens sometimes, I don't know to you, but if the cat comes in and I get nervous, I'm like, it's just like, so the porn fort, okay, so that's just, I wanted to share that with you because I didn't think you heard that episode. It's National Comic Book Day today.
Whoa.
You guys like comic books?
I like comic books.
You ever go camping with comic books?
I was never a comic book kid.
I like the Kiss comics.
I liked more the off-the-wall ones, though, like the Kool-Aid Man. He had, like, a 10-issue series of comics that was kind of fun, I think. And then you got, like, the Sad Sack, the Harvey comics I liked, Richie Rich.
I have two comics.
Archie.
Two comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both music-related. One is The Accused, Return of Martha Splatterhead comic book.
Nice.
The other one is the Nirvana comic book.
Mm-hmm.
Which is maybe worth, I think, $35 on
it.
That's what they said on the internet.
You should color on it.
It's already colored. Oh, there are some black and white things, I guess. Some squares that are black and white that aren't covered. Colored.
You should just color it.
And before I do anything else, I'm going to get to these birthdays because we just mentioned, once again,
damn birthday!
On Monday, he did a quote of the week, which was George Costanza, a.k.a. Jason Alexander. It just happened to be his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to the birthday that was recently mentioned, you'll know. We're going to start with Michael Douglas, though.
Michael Douglas.
I like a lot of the movies. He's been in a lot of great movies. Do you guys remember The Streets of San Francisco?
I've been there, but no, I don't remember him.
It was a show from the 70s on television, and him and his partner was that guy with a really big, bulbous nose that did the American Express commercial. You know the American Express commercial with the guy?
Oh, Carl.
Carl something.
Yeah.
Big nose, dude.
Yeah.
Carl Book.
Carl with a K.
Carl K.
No, Carl.
Carl H.
Not Carl Weathers.
K-f-f-
no.
Carl Madsen.
No.
Carl Madsen.
Yep.
No.
Carl Madden.
No.
Carlos, Carl.
Hans, call us up and let us know.
I remember Carl Jr.'s.
I'm pretty sure it's Carl Madsen, which is fucking weird, and you guys will know why in a minute.
All right, and I'm going to go 68 on
Carl
Douglas.
Carl Malden.
Madsen was pretty close, huh?
Yeah.
I had
Carl Malden.
Carl Malden.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'm going to look them both
up. He guesses every time on the... So if you want to get on this, how old do you think Michael Douglas would be today?
I'm going to say 72.
Wow, you guys were both so close. You said 68?
68.
It is 69 today.
69, dude.
Now, I was saying Carl.
You know what happened to
Madsen,
him, right?
But it's Malden.
You know what gave him his cancer?
Catherine Zeta-Jones' pussy?
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, also birthday today.
That's what he said. He came out and said it.
I was just guessing him being funny. That's really true?
Well, he said one of the things that could have caused his throat cancer is excessive pussy juice.
Oh, because he likes to eat a lot of pussy.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
He can eat a peach for hours.
Yeah, he didn't have to act too hard.
He said it was an
basic
STD.
Instinct.
That's how he got it.
Ooh, cancer is now an STD. Awesome.
Oh.
Always wear a condom, kids. Also, Mike Madsen. I don't know if you guys know him.
He's been
in a lot of Quentin Tarantino movies.
Uh huh.
He was in Kill Bill and Reservoir Dogs. Looks kind of like an Elvis type character, but yeah.
He's playing old crazy now, right?
Who's old crazy?
Mike Madsen?
Is he crazy?
Kind of
I thought he was all over
in
celebrity rehab or something, wasn't
no,
he?
No, that's
before
a different
surgery.
Guy. That's a different dude. I think that's a different dude. Michael Madsen played Bill's brother in Kill Bill. That lived in that trailer.
Okay.
And
yeah.
He played one of the
maybe
guys.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different Michael. Michael Madsen.
Yeah,
Michael Madsen.
I know who you're thinking about. He's an
Michael
actor.
Michael Madsen. Yeah,
something like that.
But he
also
played in Reservoir Dogs, though, right?
Yes.
Michael Madsen did.
Yeah.
And he also played in Kill Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was in some other cool movies. He was in some other cool movies that I can't remember. But anyway, how old do you think
Invisible
he is?
Man.
Doesn't really matter.
53.
Damn, you're close every time, but you haven't nailed it. Other
I
day
don't
he was
even know who that is.
I know. He looks kind of like Elvis. Not
yeah,
really.
I know.
He's
who
the
you're
one that comes
about,
in when
know,
they. He's the one
know.
That cuts the cop's ear
yeah.
off.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm going to say he's 58.
Rehab all over.
All right, you guys did the same. You just hovered around it. He's 55.
All right. All
also,
right.
Will Smith today.
Oh, he's 50.
He's my age.
47.
Ouch.
He's 44.
I was going to say.
All right, you guys don't know how
I was going to say 46, but for some reason I
45.
Yep, he's 45, which I just found out, unfortunately, when I turned that 45 is the new 51. Damn it.
Nice, because I'm right there.
Supposed to go back, and 46 is the new 36. So, also, Dean Wein birthday today.
Sweet!
Yep.
Yeah.
We mentioned him just a little while ago.
43.
You must know him personally, because you're correct.
Oh, wow.
Nailed that one on the head, ho.
No
kidding.
I've
been kidding. A fan
since
we
he was
saw
eight,
him
17.
19 years ago.
All right.
Wow.
When he
19
was,
years ago was when we went and saw Caius and Wein.
And Dean was 24 at that time. Or 23.
Damn.
He just.
And that was Chocolate and Cheese. They were just, they had already done the pod.
Yep.
But that was released afterwards.
And just, it was just
and
a few months after
they had
that.
Already done Pure Guava and,
Chocolate and Cheese.
No, well, yeah. Yeah, that was that tour, yeah. But well, the Fray, no, that was the pod.
They came back around with
God
the Foo Fighters.
Satan.
Oh, yeah. They came back around that same tour with the Foo Fighters opening. I saw them at the Salem Armory.
Wow.
My sister made fun of me for standing in the front row singing along with all the songs because I just got Chocolate and Cheese. She's like, those are dorky. They're like nursery rooms. HIV.
People nuts playing that.
And also a birthday to a new mother and wife of
new mother
Bobby Jordan's wife, Paloma. Bobby from Vowel Movements podcast and my longtime best buddy.
All right,
from down in California. She just had her first
43.
That's how old Bobby is, but he's a little bit of he's a little bit of a cradle rubber.
Ooh.
Apparently, if you were like 9.
Oh wow.
So she just had her first little baby, Rosalie Jordan.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations
nice.
To Bobby and Paloma. And today is her birthday. She's 35.
Wow.
He's right. If he was 9, she would be 1. That's gross. That's weird.
That is gross. And if he was 7,
she would be.
He would be like with her mom.
He would be fucking a dream.
It sounds like a theme album's
it
worth
is,
of stuff
dream
right there.
Theme
I'm
album.
Fucking a dream, yeah.
As I'm rubbing the cradle and fucking a dream, yeah.
And I'm too
drunk to fuck a dream, yeah. I'm standing in line at the post office, gonna buy some commemorative stamps, yeah. Also, last friend birthday today. She used to come to comedy down in Eugene quite a bit. I think she lives in Salem. I just like saying her name. Her name is Allie Farquhar.
Allie Farquhar.
Is that how you'd pronounce it? Farquhar.
I'm just going to do Farquhar.
Farquhar.
Farquhar. Farquhar.
Farquhar, Allie.
Farquhar.
And she's 24. Farquhar. Allie Farquhar.
24.
Farquhar.
She's a nice girl. I don't know her that well, but I've met her on a handful of times, and she's always a... complimented me on my comic prowess.
Nice. Nice.
And she's got really big gums. She's one of those smiley
somebody
girls.
You told me you need more young female fans.
My wife told me that at my last show. I agreed.
Can we
invite them over after the show? We'll have a party.
And you got a theme? I got some jog jams.
Oh yeah, you got to give me a little bit of extra time.
This is all part of the. This is all part of the skit.
It's not jock jams.
This is all part of the skit where I like throw throw it to you.
Well,
off,
if you're gonna do it, you gotta at least say the correct name.
Oh, it's Jock Time. Let's get ready to Jock Time.
No, dude.
Oh, it's Jock Talk.
Fuck, man! Can't you rhyme a word for once?
Let's get ready to rock and talk a talk.
Have you ever heard of this before, Flames?
What is it?
We're introducing a whole bunch of new themes and stuff because this is our sixth season. This is like our 205th episode.
Nice.
And so we've came up with a couple new segments. We got a new vocal audition
Monday
game for celebrities.
Monday we did Dickhead Driver of the Week.
Yeah, every Monday we do...
you remember the plate for that?
For this Monday? Fuck yeah, 855-FMW, Oregon Plate, 855-FMW. Watch out because they will, like, race up on the side of you.
855-fuck my wife.
That's how I remembered it. I just kept chanting it in my van as she pulled in front of me, and I was like, hey, 855-fuck my wife, what the fuck's your problem? And then I didn't have anything to write with, so I couldn't write it down, so I just kept saying, 855-fuck my wife, 855-fuck my wife.
And then you had a new techno song when you went home.
855-fuck my wife.
That would be a huge hit for the strip clubs. Just turn it into an 8-minute song.
That's right. All right, so we're talking Jock Talk. He set it up, but he didn't know the fucking name of it.
Let's get ready to Jock Talk.
You like sports, Flames?
Football.
You're dumb.
Hey, this week, this last week, Royd Rod, you know that guy? He hit his 24th Grand Slam home run, breaking Lou Gehrig's career record. Coming up next, A-Rod's disease.
Awesome.
Wow. That's what he's going to break Lou Gehrig's record for, is the most diseases named after him.
Nice.
And this has been Jock Talk. Thanks for listening, kids. SportsAreDone.com, main sponsor. All right, that was fun.
Yep.
A-Rod, he's still playing?
Yeah, I think he's going to be suspended at the end of the year or something. I think they allowed him
by
to
hooks?
Play. Let's hope. He's probably into that, though.
String him
up
by his balls.
I mean, when you make that much fucking money, like $25 million a year just for slapping a ball around, where do you get your kicks other than your high... Now that you're so much in the public eye, you can't even play high-stakes gambling where you want to.
You get them out on Route 66, duh.
And you hang them by some hooks.
Hey, what's hanging with A-Rod? He's hanging
I bet
out.
He's hung. He's been hung by a... He stood on a stack of steroid needles before.
Stood on a stack of steroid needles? That's kind of a tongue twister a little bit.
Stood on a stack of steroid needles.
Sterile steroid needles. You ever stood on a stack of sterile steroid needles? It's fucking stupendous.
Oh, man. That is good. You should write that down.
I thought it was stupid. Yeah.
Hey, Flames, you know there's a place in California that has a pizza oven that'll cook your pizza in a minute? It's at like 800 degrees.
It's called a microwave.
A microwave?
It's more
like a burn your pizza wave?
No, it cooks it, bam, 1 minute. You pay for it, and you walk to the end of the counter, and there it is.
Faster than the Subway sandwich, bitches!
Wow.
Yep. You want olives on that? Too late, it's already done.
You're like, wait, could I get... Nope, sorry. I wanted to add... Never mind. It's burnt. Is it just like flash fucking burnt?
You like tomatoes on your pizza?
No. Flames?
It depends on what kind of pizza.
Ooh, I don't like depends
underwear.
On my pizza.
Ladies' underwear every time. Have you seen documentaries?
It depends on.
So, do you prefer them cold or cooked?
Cold.
You like them cold in the slices dices?
I like them fresh with the slices.
Like right. Baja fresh?
No, like fresh.
Okay, so
when do you think Taco Bell's going to come out with the fifth meal?
For like 7, 8, or 5 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll...
you could have a burrito in a bag.
A taco sausage hootenanny.
Hey, does that come with taco sausage?
Remember that?
Can I get 3 packs of taco sausage?
What was your favorite time, Flames, that we went to the casino?
The casino.
Over there playing poker.
That time that I took 6th in that tournament.
Oh, yeah. What was the hand? Do you remember the hand you had?
I'm not sure, but it...
What? Do you remember what your favorite hand is?
8-5.
Eight, 8-5. Five. Why is that, Flames?
just because.
What do you mean if you get an 8 and a 5 in the same hand?
That's I won one of my biggest pots with that hand.
He was deadly. He sometimes even.
So what, you end up getting a straight or something? Why do you want an 8 and a 5?
I think you bluffed him out.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he pulled a major bluff one time that was like hundreds of dollars maybe, and he threw over an 8-5 and was showing a bluff.
And they went, what?
And so it was known after that sometimes Flames would just bet big with an 8-5 when he had in his hand. And sometimes it'd pay off and sometimes it wouldn't.
I heard he's a pretty decent card player.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I've laid cards.
It's been a long time since I played some cards.
I think I should probably start again.
I think I should probably start again.
Heads up, a dollar a match.
Let's have a game right now.
All right.
Let's roll to see who goes first.
Okay. 12. 7.
7. I get a 7.
All right.
Yeah. 10.
7.
I called it 12.
A 10.
6.
6.
7,
six.
10, 6. Which adds up to.
You guys, 23.
I have a book here.
Whoa, 23.
The
seriously.
Complete Murphy's Law. It's a huge book about Murphy's Law.
Did Jerry write it?
Yep. And here is Van Gogh's Law. Whatever plan one makes, there is a hidden difficulty somewhere.
That's a good one.
Miles' Law. Have you ever heard of Miles' Law?
No.
Where you stand depends on where you sit.
Huh. Well, did you know that the number of the beast was released 616?
Really?
Yeah, that's what a friend told me. Huh. That they got it off by 50... So here's some life's little destruction book.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to tell you something to do right now. Go ahead, even when you know you are making a mistake. I've done that, man. I've done that.
Yep.
Like, as I'm doing it and continue to do it, I'm going, I shouldn't be doing this. This mm-hmm. is a mistake. This is going to have dire consequences.
Yep. And I'm going to be in dire straits after this.
I'm trying to get in that band for years.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I've done things before that I knew were wrong while I were doing them, and I knew that there were going to be consequences, but I continued to do it because I'm stupid.
Hey, but it's human nature.
It is. I'm a human. That's what makes me stupid. If I was, like, Tagbot or whatever, which is a robot.
Hubot Roman.
Yeah, Hubot Roman. If I was him, I probably wouldn't make those mistakes. I would get offended. That was weird.
Here is Hansen's Library Axiom. It's kind of like a Murphy's Law.
Is it made by the band Hansen?
No.
Okay.
The closest library does not have the material you need. Doll!
No, you got to go to fucking...
And London's Law of Libraries is very similar. No matter which book you need, it's on the bottom shelf.
For sure.
Doll!
Oh! But the reason that one library doesn't have the right material, you have to go to Joanne Fabrics for the best material.
And then there's Atwood's Corollary, which I think you've experienced.
I knew Corollary.
No books are lost by lending except those you particularly want to keep.
Huh.
Dow!
Dow! That's a nice reaction to every... Dow!
Meh.
All right, you got any more?
Yeah. Here's Brintnall's Law. If you
I thought
are given,
these were Murphy's.
If you are given two contradictory orders, obey them both.
I know, I always do that. Even when I know I'm making a mistake, I still do it. We need a Hans Law's.
Here's a Shapiro's Law of Reward. Yeah. The one who does the least work will get the most credit.
That's usually true, huh, Flames? At your work.
The one who does the least work will usually get the most credit.
Because they couldn't keep a job at Target Warehouse for 2 months, but they're thrown into a management position and then try to tell me how to fucking run a business? Mm-hmm. I've owned businesses, punk.
No.
Never mind.
And here's DeVries' dilemma. If you hit two keys on a typewriter,
jeez,
the one you don't want hits the paper.
Ah.
Ah.
Did
always.
You know that the letter L is on the right side of the keyboard and the letter R is on the left?
Never realized that.
I did not know that.
You know that now.
You know that now.
Hans, did you know that?
What?
I've been trying to sneak this in, but I didn't want to disrupt the law.
Is,
I was upholding the laws.
Hans, do you know your home keys?
Control P. That means print, right? Yeah. What are your home keys? Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Control F. Sometimes I'll accidentally hit a control something and it'll go to some weird thing. And I'll be like, what the fuck just happened to my computer?
The Why? Alt F4.
Alt do, Alt delete.
Yeah.
Control Alt delete. Doesn't that take you to your task manager?
Yeah, I think so. There's one of two that'll close your browser.
Yeah, and then one crashes your computer. It's Control Alt CRASH. last week we had a delayed response from Hans because he simply forgot. So we're doing double shots of Hans's CD player today. I was kind of surprised, but pleasantly surprised to hear last week on Wednesday he was listening to Monster Magnet's Spine of God, which is a great album.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't think that he would.
You don't
enjoy
dag
it.
On the Spine of God.
No. You don't get be surprised if there's a bug in your eye. All right. Now, this week, he's listening to a band that I have not heard of.
Right.
I've heard of this place. It's where Jesus was born.
Bethlehem.
That's the name of the band. They must be German because the album's called Mein Wig. Mein Wig.
No, it's a wig for your mind.
That's right. Thanks, Hans. I'm going to check that out because I don't know what Mein Wig is. Give me back Mein Wig!
Mm-hmm.
The bald head is shining like a wet branch. Give him back Mein Wig. Mein Wig. We're crazy.
Have you ever been to the Malheur National Forest Flames?
Malheur?
Malheur?
Yeah.
I think it smells like Malheur.
I might have.
Did you know that the biggest living organism in the world is there?
Really?
It's a 2,000 to 8,000 year old... mushroom that covers 2,200 acres.
No shit.
Hey, we were just talking about that on Monday.
Yeah, we were.
That's a big shroom, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how many people could get off on that?
I think it would probably grow just because you harvested it, wouldn't it?
Probably grow after you ate it.
Yeah.
You've got a constant state of head space because of a mushroom that's stuck in my stomach growing.
And a big head pee.
Ooh, head pee-pee. Mm. I heard that they just came all over the place.
No, really?
No, up in Portland, they played with the Bam Margera Experience, which I don't know if that's a band or if it's a traveling sideshow crazy.
It's probably...
Traveling X Games type of thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it?
I think they
have
BMX.
Crazy
but it was
shits.
At the Hawthorne Theater, which is like a 550 capacity place where they usually have death metal shows.
Maybe it was just the music part or something. I don't know. I don't know. What they do. I'm not a Margera fan.
Me neither.
Either, yeah.
But did see
I did like that that one time he put that fish in his uncle's car, though.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
What about when he put fireworks in his dad's van at 5:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Or when they stuck that fat guy, Preston, in bed with his mom and dressed him up like Phil.
Yeah.
He put a fake beard on him and just, rolls over. Come on, honey, let's get a little... Oh, my God. Phil, stop it. You're not Phil. Hey, I want to remind all you guys, if you're listening to this on the day that it came out, which is Wednesday, I'll be down at the Duck Inn in Eugene.
Don't be down, dude.
I'll be down ducking down. I'm going to be ducking down at the Duck Inn. It's not an inn. I thought it was like an inn, but it's called the Duck Inn Tavern. So I guess it's just another one of those puns. It's raining, so you might want to duck in to the tavern.
It's raining tons.
It's raining puns. That's on 6th Street, 1795 6th Street. It starts at 9 o'clock. Alex Elkin is your headliner. He'll probably do an hour. He likes to talk, and he's pretty funny. You can catch him on 1450 All Comedy AM.
Mm-hmm.
He is known as Beans on that show from 3 to 6 every day on the Chris and Beans show. Chris Beans and Benji or something. I don't know. It's weird. But anyway, yeah, come down. It's free, and it's at 9 o'clock, and I'll be talking into microphone on a stage or in a corner. to drunk people who aren't listening and trying to watch a football game.
I got some breaking news.
Breaking bad news.
I got some breaking news.
Is it bad news? This is breaking 4 days ago.
Tina Fey wins for writing comedy series at the Emmys.
All right, that's 4 day old news, dude. What do you mean breaking?
And Robin Williams is going to do a tribute to Jonathan Winters.
Dude, that was announced on Sunday. What are you talking breaking news?
Oh, yeah. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia Louis.
Lead actress in comedy series.
From Christina?
No, from Veep.
Oh, I don't know what Veep is.
VP. And lead actor in a comedy series is that one gay dude from The Big Bang Theory.
There's only one?
What have you been? Roseanne's
I think you're all gay.
Daughter's that, ex-boyfriend.
That was breaking 4 day old news that sucked. Don't give us that. No, I'm just kidding. I was going to ask Flames what was in his CD player. Do you ever get to listen to music anymore?
I do, but right now in my tape player, I've got an old version of
tape. I love
of AC/DC early live stuff with Don Scott.
Sweet,
nice. My favorite early live stuff is when they play Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
It's the,
or Money Talks.
It's the album that's got the Jack.
Or Who Made Who. I love
Who's
that.
Got the Jack?
The Jack. It's got all kinds
I
of
I love that
ones.
Era of Bon Scott AC/DC. I was listening to the Probot album. That's a double album on my turntable, which I won't be being able to listen to very much longer because I guess Mike's getting rid of that little PA head thing that I've been using. But it's an awesome album with all the different metal singers. King Diamond.
Oh, yeah.
Who I heard he's going to be trying out for Loverboy coming up later this week.
That's what I heard, too.
Him and James Hetfield are both vying for the spot of Mike Reno.
Nice.
Possibly Neil Diamond as well.
Mike Reno 911.
Yeah, he's got a new show out. It's people get called the cops on him from listening to too much Loverboy.
Nice.
Like, you called 911 because...
That's happened since 86.
He's playing The Kid Is Hot Tonight too many times. It's on repeat, and he's like, whoa, so hot tonight.
And they keep skipping.
Where will it be tomorrow?
The kid is whoa.
It's funny because he's from Canada, and his name's Reno.
Reno.
I bet you they have a Reno in Canada.
They did, Mike. Mike Reno. He wore a red headband like a motherfucker, like no one else.
Really?
Yeah.
I never did see...
Saw Loverboy twice.
Nice.
They rocked me. I was like 12 or 13.
Was he wearing the same pants both times?
Yeah. I could tell the one zipper had a thing hanging out the
and
side.
He probably hadn't
Alberta,
even taken
Reno,
him off
Alberta.
Yet.
Reno, Alberta.
It is a hamlet.
Oh.
I don't know if that's a town or what.
To be or not to be. That is a hamlet. Or is that a...
Question.
This is not the question.
Right off of Highway 2.
Oh, cool. Come on down to looking Reno, down to Alberta, right off Highway 2. Goddamn, we got some kind of out-of-sight deals on cars and trucks.
Eh?
Speaking of cars and trucks, eh? Check out this beauty. It's got an America Lover Leave a Bumper sticker. And Easy Rider Rival Rack with room for not two, but three of your favorite rivals. And we got free lollipops and horse rides for the kids. So come on down to Exit 2.
You know Alberta.
That's our new sponsor. Speaking of sponsors, we got to go get some pizza now.
Today's episode is brought to you by Last Chance Dating, the only dating website that doesn't require a profile picture to get a date.
Yes, just the avatar photo of a fake head that doesn't have a face. You're just a faceless avatar.
You're just a faceless avatar on Facebook.
I'm fucking a dream, yeah. I'd also like to thank the Brownsville Car Wash, who apparently was down for a little while the other day, and had some upset customers. Said, this thing is out of order. Thanks for wasting my fucking money. 3! Boom. Note left. Come to the house. I know if I wasn't home, you can't come, but it's my fault that you can't come, right?
No.
Erectile dysfunction is a problem.
Mama's.
Mama?
Mm-hmm.
Mama told me not to come.
Yep.
Mama told me not to come.
That ain't the kind of party I want to go to.
They're putting what in the Jell-O?
Yeah,
dicks.
I know. That's gross. It's like a bag of dicks full of Jell-O. Just shake it up and fucking dive in. Yeah, he thought what was a piece of an arm on the ground ended up being a testicle in the church. Okay. There was blood everywhere. Oh, my God. Flashback. Also, go to Terry Lyle. I can't even talk. TerryGuile.com. It's a website. It has information about me, which you need to know, like where I'm going to be playing and telling jokes and stuff. And go to TagCastPodcast.com. Click on the donate icon to support. And please don't forget how much I fucking hate sports.
Yeah.
You could give us a dollar, 50 cents, a penny. Penny saved is a penny earned.
Penny you got.
Or if you click on the Amazon link, you can go do some shopping. Christmas is coming up. Columbus Day is coming up. You can buy some.
Xmas time is near.
Xboxmas time. You can get the new Xbox for you.
You pre-order the new Xbox and you'll get something free from Amazon.
Yeah, and if you order an Xbox through our link, that would give us a pretty good little revenue. Because, you know, little orders give us little revenue, but bigger orders. So go order, like, a new big screen and an Xbox and just go through the TagCast podcast link, and we'll get some money, and that way we'll get to stay on.
Hey, guys, Flames, what? Who won that Bears-Steelers game on Sunday?
The Bears!
I don't know. I didn't get to see it.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Go Steelers.
Get to catch the score.
Well.
It's still happening.
We'll let you
it's
know
been
on
going
Friday.
On all week.
Nice.
You ever had a potato rise up like a corn dog in the night? He was mad as a taco, but he wouldn't put up a fight.
I tucked my potatoes in at night.
I tucked my potatoes in really tight at night. Sucking on a sausage.
Hey, cyanide sausage.
I know, but I like to suck on sausages.
Right on.
Only kill bosses, though, not
you
like...
You get those Circle K maple sausage dogs.
Those are good.
Yeah, unless they got the crusty buns. Don't ever get the crusty buns there.
Hey, it's hump day. Go fuck yourself. Metal.
Meow.
Hey, all you taggots. Do you mind if I call you a taggot? Or is that derogatory? I'm going to tell you what's going on in the next few weeks and months as far as shows, comedy, rock and roll, heavy metal, stuff like that, in case you might want to go out and do stuff. I think it's kind of a short list. I don't have my shit together, but every second Friday of the month, there's a comedy show at Cornucopia, which is 5th and Pearl in Eugene, hosted by Mike McGowan. I've heard it called Pantsless Comedy. I did comedy there, but I had my pants on. It's always got a great lineup, so check that out. September 25th, it's Comedy Night at the Duck Inn with Alex Elkin and myself. Or that's me, Terry Gow. It's a 9 o'clock show. It's free. You got to be 21 to get in, though. The 26th of September, it's Bellwitch, Hallow, and Mike Scheit solo acoustic set at Tiny Tavern. That's 3rd and Blair in Eugene, 9 p.m. show, 21 and over. Could be a couple dollars to get in. Could be free. I'm not sure, but either way, it'd be worth it. The 28th is a Saturday, this coming Saturday, Necryptic World of Lies and Existential Depression at Black Forest. A free show starts at 10 o'clock, maybe 9, but usually 10 o'clock shows there. They're always free, no cover charge, 21 and over. October 4th at the Wow Hall, it's Brian Posehn doing stand-up comedy with Derek Sheen, also a stand-up comedian. Drew and Marcus from the Donkey Show will get to do comedy sets opening for those guys as well. So go online and check for tickets for that. October 8th, Michael Fronte and Spearhead at McDonald Theater. Haven't heard a lot from them, but I have a few friends who like them, so I like to keep you informed on that. I try to look at my other scribblings as I talk. Diamond Head and Raven are playing at the Hawthorne Theater October 11th, and our friends, my friend Joseph Wickstrom, he plays for Nether Regions, they're getting to open for Diamond Head and Raven, so that's pretty cool. Also opening for Neurosis pretty soon. I don't have the information on that, but I will collect it and get it to you. October 11th, also Orange Goblin at Mississippi Studios. That's part of the three-day Fall into Darkness Doom Festival put on by Nathan Carson up there in Portland at the 10th through the 13th of October. See what else? Guar, October 15th, with Whitechapel and a couple other bands, also at the Hawthorne Theater. October 19th, probably the last time Bikini will be playing at the Dixie for a while. That's a Saturday night for the Willamette Valley local music scene's second anniversary party. Also performing is Sick Man, the Alice in Chains tribute band, and a band from Portland called Slow Motion Pornography, which is an awesome band name. That's a free show, 9 o'clock, Dixie Creek Saloon. Let's just come out and have one last awesome time.
Would you just come out with us, please? Please? November 26th, Morbid Angel at the Hawthorne Theater. My friend Tony Avila, Tony Pasapadero from World of Lies will be opening that show. You can get tickets from Tony. It'd be better than buying them from, like, the ticket place, because you'll save money and you will benefit my friend. And they have an awesome band. October 13th, skip this one, Creator and Overkill Hawthorne Theater. Lots of good shows are coming up. I think Bleepin' Funny at Sambon's Garage is the last Saturday of October, which I believe is the 27th in October, if my brain calendar works correctly. That's a clean comedy show. You get all the laughs without all the vulgarity. We bleep ourselves. It's awesome. It's hosted by Leanne Joshua. And I think that's about it for now. So thanks for listening, you guys. I promise to gather more shows, because even though I stretched that out to the normal amount of time, I left a lot of stuff out because I'm a slacker. But thanks for listening to our show, the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Get back to it. And as Jesse from Breaking Bad would say, bitches!